Memory is inexplicable. For example, why do I still remember Josie, the Mexican girl who pulled down her pants in the first grade to let me and only me see how she was made? Yet I can't remember the name or even the face of the girl in high school I went out with on my first real date and mooned about for the rest of my sophomore year. This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast for the week of June 5th, 2006. I'm Curtis Fox. Today, poems of lost but unforgotten love. Like a lot of poets, Alice Fryman and Gerald Stern both exploit their autobiographies in their poems, but neither of them are confessional poets of the Sylvia Plath, Robert Lowell genre. No deep, dramatic secrets to plumb with us. Rather, the stuff of their private lives, family relationships, daily observations, memories, these things very naturally and unpretentiously become the stuff of their poems. As it happens, Gerald Stern and Alice Fryman have each written a poem about a youthful love affair, but the poems couldn't be more different. Alice Fryman's is a short lyric called Permanent Press.
This is a poem about an old love of mine when I was 19 years old, whom I haven't forgotten. And I'm using the metaphor here of permanent press that never goes away, no matter how many times you wash it.
The love affair she remembers took place one summer many years ago, before the pharmaceutical industry invented the pill. Perhaps because of this unfortunate historical fact, the romance seems to have been unconsummated, which may be one reason why the poet hasn't forgotten.
Permanent press. When I think of that summer, it opens like a pleat in cloth, lake, tree, outblooming itself. What deep, delicious yardage of suffering. The virginal July we defended, all the while itching, willful, and goatish. 500 larks rising from the fields, and all I could do was stare at the scar on your arm, the gold embroidery I longed to touch. What difference that time and pharmacology delivered too late. I loved you then in the old way of longing. 4 wars, 9 recessions, 10 presidents. Patches. Each year another July flings her ribboned hat into the ring, another summer trying to duplicate ours. Who were we on that park bench that defies being folded and put away? Forget it. Are you still alive? The rest is gibberish.
Alice Fryman's latest book from BKMK Press is called The Book of the Rotten Daughter. Now to Gerald Stern's poem about his lost love.
This poem is about an affair I was having when I was 22 or 23 years old with a young woman in Italy. Both of us were Americans. And we'd said goodbye in Rome already, but I couldn't stand leaving her, and I rushed up the next day to meet her again, spend one last night with her, and I was sitting outside waiting for her, and the complication of the poem is that she was married, albeit she was young, 20 or 21 years old, and her dear husband was going to arrive by train from Sicily in southern Italy on the very train that I was going to board to leave her forever and go north back to Paris.
Sounds like a romantic melodrama in the making. Rome, adultery, a potentially fateful encounter in a train station. But Stern is too honest a poet to write it like that. He sticks to the particulars of his story. The poem begins with a bizarre encounter with a half-starved cat, which he thinks may be why the affair has persisted in his memory. The poem is called Another Insane Devotion.
This was gruesome, fighting over a ham sandwich with one of the tiny cats of Rome. He leaped on my arm and half hung on to the food and half hung on to my shirt and coat. I tore it apart and let him have his portion. I think I lifted him down, sandwich and all, on the sidewalk and sat with my own sandwich beside him. Maybe I petted his bony head and felt him shiver. I have told this story over and over. Some things root in the mind. His boldness, of course, was frightening and unexpected. His stubbornness, though hunger drove him mad. It was the breaking of boundaries, the sudden invasion. But not only that, it was the sharing of food and the sharing of space. He didn't run into an alley or into a cellar. He sat beside me eating. And I didn't run into a trattoria, say, shaking with food on my lips and blood on my cheeks, sobbing. But not only that, I had gone there to eat and wait for someone. I had maybe an hour before she would come, and I was full of hope and excitement. I have resisted for years interpreting this, but now I think I was given a clue, or I was giving myself a clue, across the street from the glass sandwich shop. That was my last night with her. The next day I would leave on the train for Paris, and she would meet her husband. 35 years ago, I ate my sandwich and moaned in her arms. We were dying together. We never met again, although she was pregnant when I left her. I have a daughter or son somewhere, darling grandchildren, in Norwich, Connecticut, or Canton, Ohio. Every 5 years, I think about her again and plan on looking her up. The last time I was sitting in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and heard that her husband was teaching at Princeton, if she still was married or still alive, and tried calling. I went that far. We lived in Florence and Rome. We rode in the Bay of Naples and floated naked on the boards. I started to think of her again today. I still am horrified by the cat's hunger. I still am puzzled by the connection. This is another insane devotion. There must be hundreds, although it isn't just that. There is no pain, and the thought is fleeting and sweet. I think it's my own dumb boyhood, walking around with Slavic cheeks and burning stupid eyes. I think I gave the cat half of my sandwich to buy my life. I think I broke it in half as a decent sacrifice. It was this I bought, the red coleus, the split rocking chair, the silk lampshade, happiness. I watched him with pleasure. I bought memory. I could have lost it. How crazy it sounds. His face twisted with cunning, the wind blowing through his hair, his jaws working.
Gerald Stern reading Another Insane Devotion, which you can find in his book, this time, New and Selected Poems, published by Norton. You can also read more poems by Gerald Stern at poetryfoundation.org, where you will also find poetry news, features, and much, much more. A lot of people seem to be listening to this podcast online, but you can also subscribe for free and get it downloaded automatically to your computer. You don't have to have an iPod or an MP3 player, and it's easy to set up through iTunes or any other podcasting directory. Go to our website, poetryfoundation.org, for further instructions. And if you're having any technical problems, or if you want to let us know what you thought of this program, please email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this podcast comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the poetryfoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.